What's going on there, youth pastors? Paul Turner here from the DiscipleProject.net and your host of the Youth Ministry Motion Podcast, the podcast that wants to keep you motivated and your youth ministry moving forward. How are you today? Today, as of this recording, it is May the 4th. So I say to you, May the 4th be with you. I'll be watching some Star Wars today. If you follow me on Instagram, I've put a few clips over there. I'll put a link below if you're interested in my shenanigans there. And interesting week this past week. I put my students on the podcast. If you have not heard that episode, by the way, it is my students being students. And once again, they did a fantastic job. They are just completely and totally themselves, which is the way I like them. And they really stepped up. I was promising this to them for quite a while. And I said, you know what? Tonight's the night. We're just going to get it done. I'm just going to bring my microphone. We're going to set it up, ask a few just topics, bring out some topics, and just let them go with it. And they did. And they went with it. And it was a really fun experience. They had a good time. I had a good time. And so, good stuff. I want to encourage you, go over there and listen to that episode if you want to just hear what kind of students I have, because they are fantastic. A little bit shorter episode today than usual. I write on Facebook sometimes, and, you know, it's kind of like a stream of consciousness thing. I'll just get a thought, and I'll just start writing until it starts to kind of just flesh itself out. And listen, I'm not going to pretend it's, you know, some sort of word from God or anything like that. I'll let other people decide that. If it hits you, it hits you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, you know, I felt like, you know, this is something I really want to share. It was initially meant for, like, senior pastors, but I think it applies to youth pastors as well, so I'm going to share that today. Before I get into it, though, I want to share with you a resource that I have that if you are interested in having the best summer camp ever, I'm going to encourage you to go get my Youth Pastor's Guide to a Successful Summer Camp. It is filled with articles. It is filled with forms. It's really just super instructional, especially if this is your first time running a camp or taking your kids to camp. It has articles on discipline, 6 best practices for camp discipline, your most important camp dates, how to follow up after camp, how to include parents in the camp process. Lots of articles, lots of ideas that you can put into place at your camp this summer. So if you're interested, I'll put a link down below. Just sign up for my newsletter, the Youth Ministry Roundup, and the resource will be yours. And I want to take a moment to welcome all of you in that are brand new here to the podcast. Thank you for being a part today. Thank you for checking it out. And if you're a regular, as always, I appreciate your time and your attention. If you are brand new and you listen to this episode and you say, hey, I kind of like this. Well, be sure to go ahead and click the subscribe or follow button or whatever button is allowed there on the platform that you're listening to this on. And that's what will happen. You'll get episodes like this every week. So like I said, when I started to write this down as a Facebook post, like I said, I got a thought and I said, you know, and a lot of these times it's reflective of myself. It's like I'm speaking to somebody, but I also know that I'm speaking to myself. So when I'm sharing this is, like I said, this is not me coming down on people. This is me talking to me to some degree, but I think it's also me talking to a lot of pastors who this might apply to. And once again, it's not to every pastor. It's not just to senior pastors, I don't think. I think it's just to those who confuse vision with entitlement. And I'd say pastors, youth pastors, you know, vision, it's not a program, it's not an ideology, it's not a philosophy, it's not a statement. A vision is the ability to see what could be if the investment of prayer, hard work, and resources, time, people, etc., are applied to it. Vision is not concocted in a boardroom or on a retreat. Vision, I think, is looking at people of your congregation or your youth group and seeing who they could become, not what glory they can bring to you in terms of the size or even the impact of your church. Vision is looking at kids in our children's church. It's looking at students in our youth group and saying, you're going to be on the board of this church someday. You're going to lead many to Christ someday. You're going to be a leader in this church someday. And then I believe it is our job, it is the job of pastors, to make that someday happen sooner rather than later. But because this kind of vision requires hard work, changing programs, and personal discipleship, that vision never comes about. A vision is a glimpse of what could be, what might be if the person with that vision will stay on the course and not run after trends and fads. A vision doesn't just happen. They are prayed for, they are fought for, they are trained for like an Olympic athlete seeking a gold medal. And I would ask pastors, youth pastors, where would your church be? Where would your youth group be right now if this was the kind of vision you not only began with, but stuck with long term? But that's it. That's what was on my heart the other day. I hope that you take it as it is. Once again, it's not a rebuke or condemnation or a, you know, instruction. It's simply my ideas and thoughts about what vision is, what I think vision should look like in the lives of pastors. It's, you know, visions aren't there to serve us. Their visions are there. They're given to us by God to serve others. So I guess my encouragement is look around you and catch a vision for the students you have and see where they could be with effort, with prayer, with discipline, with discipleship, with the word, with all the things and all the tools that are at our disposal. How can we help build the kingdom in such a way that the vision doesn't glorify us, but it glorifies God? And one last reminder before I leave you today, if you haven't left a review yet, would love for you to leave a review. If you can give us some stars or a thumbs up or some kind words, I'd appreciate that. It helps other youth pastors just like you find the podcast and receive the kind of training and inspiration that is needed to build a successful youth ministry. And don't forget, if nobody has told you lately that you're doing a good job, let me tell you, you're doing a good job and you're only going to get better. I'll see you in the next one.